Thank you for holding. Is this Justin?
Yes.
Hey, Justin. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's my birthday today, so I'm happy.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. I don't know how to feel about it, though. I guess it's a blessing getting older. I understand that you were having a conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen those placements before on the first page?
Yes, I've seen that. Like I said, I've tried to set it up myself, but I was unsuccessful with it.
Well, yeah. I mean, the only way you're really going to get on the first page is if you go through a Google partner. I mean, you could do Google Ads on your own, but that's very time-consuming, and usually you want a Google certification in order to run it properly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But, or you mean you just were trying to set up the Google Business Profile?
Yeah, that way you're shown on the maps and everything, like on a search.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, showing up on a search, you definitely need the optimization with a partner or to run an ad. You can create like a Google Business Profile where if people look up Country Roads Air Duct Cleaning, then they'll be able to find you that way with your reviews and everything. That's actually free. But we'll create that, and then we'll also do the optimization for you. The major benefit to you in all this is that there's even a listing available for Google Places. Google Places isn't pay-per-lead or pay-per-click like the Google Guarantee Program or Google Ads. It's just one flat monthly rate, and the customers can call you directly. All day long, your bill doesn't change. And so that one's kind of highly sought after, but there's only three guys that show, and we only have one spot open within our company today, and we're going down the qualified candidates list, just looking for one guy to fill it. Once we fill it, we close out the category, so we won't be able to work with any other competing companies in the area that do what you do. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
All right. So let me go over some pricing with you. Do you have your own website? Oh, yeah, I found it. Here we go, 304duckcleaning.com.
Yep.
Perfect. And you own this domain?
Yes.
Beautiful. All right. Good there. All right. And then do you have any, like, Facebook page?
I have a Facebook page. There's an Instagram.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Love it. Making my life so easy. Okay. Yeah, you basically just need the optimization.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that's good because we have packages, but I can shave a lot off the packages if you already have your own site. Let me see here. Just started in August, too, so you get a new in business credit. Sweet. Okay, and then Tara said that you're doing Home Advisor by Angie?
Yes.
You like that service?
It just started last night. It got finalized.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to bash them, especially if you just jumped into it, but I think, if you compare the two side by side, it would be apples and oranges, for you. Cause when you do that search, like if you just typed in duct cleaning or duct cleaning service or HVAC, there's going to be, you know, the top recommended guys, and then just underneath where we're talking about listing you, there's a Home Advisor by Angie's listing. It has like 20 of you on it. And so they put themselves on Google to get the leads that they're selling to you, right? That's why they're up there. They pay Google like almost $8 million a month to do it all over the U.S. But they take the leads from your area and industry and they sell them to you individually. What they don't tell you is the leads go to like three or four other guys on the list. And then they charge you even when you don't get it.
Yeah. I've kind of run into that a few times on a couple other ones.
Yeah, I mean, if you're selling it to four people, one guy gets it. That means 75% of those people are just paying a lead fee for nothing, basically.
Thumbtack, too, and that's what it is.
Okay, Thumbtack's not bad. That's actually one of the directories we give all of our clients, and they actually do pretty well from it. I see guys, I have one guy who actually turns over, like, more leads on Thumbtack than his Facebook page or anything.
I've done pretty well on there so far.
Yeah, it's like a community system, right? Where you get a lot of people in the neighborhood. Yeah. So, but nothing's going to compare to Google. I mean, people go to Google at the moment that they need it, you know? Somebody's going on Google typing an HVAC. It's like they want somebody out there today, usually, or next day. Yeah. So as far as cost, I sent you a link to the pricing page. They're telling me that I could put you on what's called the Platinum package. But like okay. I said, you know, you already have a lot of those bells and whistles. So the Platinum package is advertised at $599 because it's an A to Z campaign. I'd be able to reduce the price down to just $299 month to month. So you'd be looking at about 10. What was that?
Is that per month or per year?
It's per month. It's on a month-to-month basis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But that's going to list you not only on that first page of Google in that Google Places section, so you're one of the highest rated in your industry for up to a 50-mile radius around you, but you're also on the first page of Bing because they take from the Google's top three and they use those guys in their top five, and then there's the 60 directories that we submit you to. So it's things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, like I was saying, was one of them. There's about 60 of those. And then there's also Facebook ads. So it's not just regular Facebook business profile. We actually do like a biweekly posting and run Facebook ads for you. So anybody that's looked up your services in the past, currently looking up your services, or has done a search on another platform, and then jumped on Facebook, will actually see your business pop up to them to the right side of the screen. So
okay.
that's pretty effective. My guys do really well with that. But again, the money maker in all this is your Google listing. The Google listing alone, you know, if you have a crew of like five or six guys, it'll keep you consistently busy. That's usually people's go-to.
Right now, I've got a crew, just me, so...
Oh, dang. Okay. Well, I mean, you could cherry pick through it, and then obviously I'd recommend hiring some people, though, so that way you could capitalize on what's coming in.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But that's also kind of like a growing pain thing. I feel like sometimes it's harder to find good help these days. I run into my guys where they're like, you know, I hired two guys, and then I fired them a week later.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the hardest part with any industry, really.
Yeah, it really is. Good help is the most important thing. When you get good employees, you got to hold on to those guys because they're just going to make you money, you know, 10 times over. There's no other way to put it. But I have a lot of them. Tara's one.
$299 monthly rate.
Yeah, so you'd be locked in. It'll never go up, correct. And we send that to you in writing. I'll send that over with your invoice receipt, so that way you have it documented.
And then you'll create, like, everything on Google and stuff like that.
Correct. And the beauty of it is, like, you only have to create your Google business profile and get Google verified one time for as long as you have the business. So, like, I don't think you're going to leave us once you compare it to HomeAdvisor, but if you were to, like, worst-case scenario, you still keep all the credibility factors in the listings that we created for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like a good idea, for sure.
Definitely. I mean, if you're planning on, you know, being as legit as possible and doing this long-term, then you're definitely going to want to have yourself findable to people who are looking for what you do.
Okay. Now, say, I mean, the area I live in right now, if I would move in 2 years, would that, you guys still be able to change, like, the listing area?
Yeah, we would have to update your address, though, because Google sends a postcard to you in the mail called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. So we'll have to update your address. And as long as you're within the state, like, all the license insurance is still valid, then yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you require? I got the licensing, but insurance I've yet to get taken care of.
Let me see. HVAC technician certification. So you have the certification?
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't say that it's required for insurance. It just says license and certification for West Virginia.
Yep, I got all that because I do HVAC for a living.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that's what they want. And then there's this form here. I'll send it to you. It's pretty easy. This is for your Google Advanced verification, And this is just supposed to give people peace of mind. I mean, we could still list you without the advanced verification, but the peace of mind in HVAC is super important. You're kind of in one of those industries that gets bashed a lot because there's been some bad guys out there. Not saying you're a bad guy, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So with having that advanced verification, it gives people peace of mind. Like, we're basically, there's a badge on your profile, and we're just telling them, like, hey, this guy's legit. Like, we checked all his paperwork. We got everything.
What is that exactly? Is this a form to fill out off of, based on
So I sent it over to you. I don't know if it came through. I'll try to manually send it again. But basically what it says, just to get your Google Business verified, it says Google needs the below mentioned information to proceed further. And it asks for, like, pictures of, like, your tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate. You could hide the numbers on your license plate. People ask me that all the time. Required state licensing and certification, so you have to send in a picture of it, a business card if you have it, a business registration if you have it, invoice receipt, and a photo of the workplace, which you're probably doing business from home, so it's,
yeah.
I mean, the truck will cover that. It tells you right at the bottom, though, like, if anything's missing, worst case scenario, we just three-way call Google and verify you over the phone. Which isn't really worst case scenario. They're right across the street from us. I go over there for lunch all the time.
So, with the whole truck deal, I have my personal one, which I use right now, but my work truck is, I'm going to be buying it here in a few weeks, and it's not decaled yet. So,
nice.
How would that work exactly? Just use the vehicle I got right now?
Yeah, just update it, because this isn't something that we're going to be posting, like, publicly. Like, people aren't going to publicly see a photo of your truck. It just literally goes to Google. What they're really aiming to see is that you got that West Virginia license plate and, like, the make and model of the car.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that way they know you're over there. And then, like, photo of the workplace could just be, like, the front of your house or something, you know, or, like, the garage. I've had guys send me, like, a workbench, like they're a carpenter, and it's like a bandsaw on a workbench, and Google accepts it. Just a shot, you know, or it could be, I've had guys also just send, like, a picture of a job that they're working, and Google accepts it.
Okay.
That's basically it. So the initial setup process, if you want to get it rolling, I'll create the account, submit the profile, they'll send out your PIN, and then we'll have to do a client interview with you. The client interview is where we go over, like, a lot of your keywords, services that you provide, and the service area, pick your brain on how you want the Google Business profile to look. So usually that's like a 30 to 40 minute conversation. I can have you scheduled, you know, either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your calendar looks like.
It would probably have to be tomorrow after 3:30.
Oh, after 3:30. Okay. They usually want an hour window, even though it only takes 30 to 40 minutes. I got a 4 to 5 available.
That's fine.
That'll work? Okay.
Yep.
Let me go ahead and snag that spot, and then I'll create the profile. All right, Justin. And this phone number that we're on is the best phone number to conduct the client interview?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead and save. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. What's your business email address?
Shit, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
airduct304@gmail.com.
airduct304@gmail.com. Perfect. Save. Invite all guests. Okay. And then I'm going to create the profile. So you're comfortable with your current website being attached to the placement on Google?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's fine.
All right. Let me go ahead and attach, update. Okay. And then the street address where I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
17 Boston Hill Drive, Wheeling, West Virginia.
Got it. 26003? Okay.
Yep.
There we go. All right, and do you want me to hide this address online?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
No problem. You're still going to get the postcard, but and they're also going to see the city, state, and zip. You'll still have a little pin on the map, but the map will be so vague. It'll actually just like navigate them to like the nearest cross street. Actually, the turn-by-turn directions will be deactivated completely. So,
okay.
Yeah, strictly just for us to send your PIN. And then what's your last name, Justin?
Jarrett, J-A-R-R-E-T-T.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of Country Roads Air Duct Cleaning?
Yep.
Okay. Update and verify. Okay. Okay. And then this phone number is also the best phone number for your clients to contact you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Update. Let me go back to the calendar here tomorrow at 4 and get your email, airduct304@gmail. Submit. Enter a valid email. That is valid. There we go. You said it's just airduct304@gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay. There we go. Okay. Put a space in the front of it. Wasn't accepting it. All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Probably like 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. I still work full time.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to say. I'm like, you still doing a full time job?
Right now. Until it gets going a little more steady.
Okay. We just launched like a updated version of our Local Splash app. I'm going to give you access to that so you'll have your own app. And that way, if you're missing calls because you're working the day job, like let's say they did happen to try to reach you before 4, it'll still save like what they were looking for and their phone number, and then you can circle back through that pipeline. You'll also be able to like request reviews from there and just kind of oversee everything. It'll hold all your leads in there. It'll be a leads section. Four to eight is Monday through Friday. What about Saturday and Sunday? Do you want to be like appointment only or?
Saturday would be like 7 to 3.
Okay.
But Sunday would just be off completely.
Okay. Alright. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yep.
Please verify client has all license. Okay, I did that. Certification, insurance not required but recommended. Okay, we're good. Should be fine for that. Okay, send photos. I'll refer advanced verification. Good. Schedule client interview. Good. All right, so I got your business profile set up. There's going to be a security question on your account, and this is in case you're ever contacted by one of my reps and you want to verify the identity. You have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Just go to the city I was born in.
Okay. Where were you born?
Wheeling.
Oh. Not far from home, huh?
Nope. Make it easy.
Yeah, we'll get you out there. You got to hire a couple guys, get a manager, and then take a vacation. Oh, you are? Where are you going?
I'm going on a cruise to Fort Lauderdale and Nassau, Bahamas.
Oh, the Bahamas is beautiful. You're going to love it.
Never been on a boat, never been on a plane.
No way.
Well, I've been on a boat, but never a cruise, but never on an airplane.
The cruises are nuts. I just turned 30 today. How old are you?
28.
Man, you're going to love it. You drink beer?
I'm not a big beer drinker. I drink more whiskey than anything.
Oh, okay. I used to love a lot of Jack Daniels, and my favorite was Jameson, the Irish whiskey.
Ooh.
Yeah, but when you go on those cruises, man, it's a blur. They have, if you can get the all-you-can-drink option, just do it. Because when you're out on the ocean, all the laws are just, they don't apply. Because you're not technically in the country. So it's like they have gambling on the ships, and like people are like awake until like all hours pretty much. Like, they have bars open till like 4, casinos on there, and then it's like when you're walking down the hallway, they have like a card, you just swipe it, and like you pull the lever, and it's just a tap in the middle of the hallway. So even if everything's closed at 5 o'clock, you can still get a beer. It's nuts. It's really crazy. Yeah, it's a good time.
You'll never guess that.
You know, yeah, it's an experience. I've only done two of them. One I went to Hawaii, and another one I went to the Bahamas. Both of them were nuts.
We're looking to make a good one for Alaska next year.
Oh yeah, that'd be something else. See the Northern Lights. That's on my bucket list for sure.
I've heard the Alaska cruise are real nice, but you can only go during select months out of the year because of like the darkness up there.
Yeah, they have like
completely dark.
Yeah. Well, there's a part of the year where it's just daylight 23 hours a day, and then there's another part where it's the other way around, and it's just dark all the time. So, you definitely got to pick and choose your battles with that one. But, no, you're going to have fun.
I guess cruise line, or my travel advisor, they only have those open when it's light. Can't go at all when it's, like, darker. There's only, like, 5 months out of the year they have cruises available to go there.
Yeah, just don't watch the Titanic before you go on your cruise.
I've seen it before, and I ain't worried about it. Go down.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to go, huh? Just take a couple more drinks.
Drink in your hand, I mean.
Just grab a bottle, stay warm. That's their mistake. Yep. They're all out there floating in the water with no whiskey, you know?
Whiskey that explains it.
Yeah. All right. So I got your business profile all squared away here. I'm going to go ahead and secure your first month's payment. How did you want to do that, Justin?
All right. Can it be changed after next month?
Yeah, let me do this. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. You could also change it through the app, though. There is a billing tab in the app, so you can go in there and manually do it, or you can call me and I could swap it out for you. But.
This is a temporary payment until I get everything, more cash flow coming in.
Gotcha. We still send over the invoice receipts, too, so you'll be able to write it off as a business expense.
Okay.
Even though it's on, like, a personal payment method, or maybe it's not a business card, you'll still be able
to. Yeah, it'll be on a business card. But
okay. Right.
This one's going to be on a personal payment for now.
Yeah, it's always better. Is this your first business?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Get a good tax guy if you don't already have one. It's a little bit different with businesses. And then, obviously, business account, that makes it a lot easier because everything you print out in that business account is basically tax deductible. You can just print out the whole thing one day, like in January, and then you just give that to your CPA and you get all your write-offs. That's the best way to do it.
You only have to file taxes once a year? Because somebody told me you have to do it 4 times a year for a business.
I mean, it makes it easy. It just really depends on the amount of transactions that you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like if you're a guy that's just doing a job or two every month, and but if you're doing like 3 or 4 jobs a day, you know what I mean? And you definitely want to be able to keep track of it. It's not so much that you're filing as it is like just keeping your CPA up to date. That's what I was saying. Yeah, you should get one that you get along with and can talk to on a regular basis. Because if they do it right, you don't really pay anything. Once you have your LLC, you get incentivized.
I just gotta find somebody to do that.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff still.
Yeah. One day, just make it a task. Take note of a couple places. You can always find them on Google. And then those guys are always doing online listings, especially around tax season. But walk in there and just see who you like, and you're probably going to be working with that same person for a couple of years, so choose wisely.
Okay.
It's almost like hiring someone. And then the billing address, is it the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification? Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
It's 5178. 0591.
0591.
8733.
8733. 7820. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
0527.
0527. And then 3-digit code on the back.
328.
328. Okay. Mr. All right. And then I have to walk you through a voice verification because of the discounts that I applied on the listing. So
that's fine.
If I'm walking you through this, Justin, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I'm going to get a little formal on you. All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Country Road Air Duct Cleaning.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Justin Jarrett, owner and operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
It says 24 to 48 hours. I know you're working the full-time job, so I won't ride you too hard about that. But
I normally get back to everybody within an hour, and then I just got one while we were on the phone together, actually.
Okay, nice. I'll let you get back to that here in a second. But if I notice, like, hey, I haven't been able to get a hold of you, or my reps haven't been able to get a hold of you for, like, two, three days in a row, I'm doing a pulse check, man. I'll blow you up. I'll just be honest with you about that. Yeah, I notice if I don't tell them and then I do it, they get kind of PO'd, but it's just like I want to make sure that, you know, there's somebody on the other end there. It's not a dead account.
Okay. All good.
Yeah, I don't want to keep billing you if you're not here anymore. Ship went down. In hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our service?
Yeah.
Shouldn't need anything else after that, but we just don't want you duplicating anything or paying for something that you already have.
No, definitely. Don't want to do that.
Yeah, you should be good. Honestly, the only way to really upgrade from here would be to do Google Ads or Google Guarantee, and that really wouldn't make sense until you've got, like, a solid crew underneath you. So this should be, you know, good enough to kind of pipeline business, get you booked up, get you to leave the day job, and then even hire some people. Or even hire some people at work at day job. Okay.
You think something doing like what we did here, just getting verified on there, would create more business than probably?
Yeah. Yeah, just being findable for what you do, because a lot of times even the guys that are up there, they get overflow. So, like, people will call them, and then maybe either they can't take it or they're just like, hey, I it's not working for me, or I have to schedule it out like 2 weeks. So then they'll even go dig, like, even some people that are not even on the first page still get pretty good traffic just by being registered with Google as a verified company. As long as people know that you're, like, a trusted contractor, they usually don't have a problem hiring you, and you'll get more foot traffic.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long will it take to actually get on there after today?
They tell us to quote you 5 to 7 days because of the PIN verification, but you'll see, like, the Facebook stuff up and running a lot quicker. Because we don't have to verify you on Google. It's really kind of, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's kind of on you and getting back that Google verification form that I sent you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And then they'll resend it to you, too. Once I process this transaction, you'll get, like, an automated message. But, yeah, it's more about the timeliness of that. Like, I've had guys where it's like, we're all done on our end and we're ready to go ahead and publish, and then, you know, we can't actually launch it until they give us, like, their paperwork, and they haven't submitted anything, and it'll be like 2-3 weeks, you know. Obviously, I'll get it done tonight. Yeah, I mean, I'll make sure, like, you know, you get the full effects of the service. Like, if it takes that long, I'm not going to have it, like, bill you, and you haven't been up there yet in the first month. You know, I could always, like, extend your billing or something and make it work, you know.
Sounds good.
But it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of long-term contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, my birthday, October 11th, 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to renew each month on the 11th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is you let us know before the next billing date so we could stop your billing cycle and we part ways as friends. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. Hang on the line here with me. I'll get you all your paperwork, okay?
All right.
All right. Submit. Oh, okay. It came back as insufficient funds.
Insufficient funds. It probably blocked the card because it's
out of state. Yeah, it's out of state too. So maybe you have like a notification on your account that happens sometimes. Yeah. So they get like a little text or notification in the app, and they have to accept it. Sometimes it's like an email.
There's definitely funds there.
I have that happen too. Like I have schools first and anything out of state, like especially like I went on vacation in August, celebrating my 1 year anniversary with my wife. And I went to Hawaii, we took our son, and I started trying to buy stuff at the airport when I landed, and it just was declining everything. And I'm like, what the heck? I flipped through like 3 different cards. None of them would go through, and they're like, oh, yeah, we blocked it. We didn't know you were in Hawaii. I'm like, yeah, I kind of need money.
Yeah, hopefully they don't do that when I go on a cruise. I'll be pissed.
The cruise,
I probably will, though.
Yeah, but the cruise might be, oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. You should, you can usually put it in through the app or even go to the bank. I mean, if you're already going to get a business card.
Well, I already got a business card. No, I just,
oh, okay.
I don't think there's enough cash on it to cover the $299 right now.
Oh,
because
that's what it is.
I haven't deposited the 2 checks from the previous jobs yet because I've been too busy.
Gotcha. So it is insufficient funds right now.
Okay. Yeah. I sent an email. It got an email.
Okay. That's what it is.
Yeah. I have to recognize it. And it's verifying the security right now.
Okay.
So that's all it was. It was just because it's a credit card.
I love the business thing, man. You know what's funny is like I ran a marathon this year, at the beginning of this year. And I was I ran it in Huntington Beach. It's called like the Surf City Marathon. They do it every year. It's like right on the beach in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going past the police department, because they got all the cops out there. They block all the roads and everything for like miles.
Yeah.
Like a big old event, you know? And I remember I had my headphones on, and like some reason as I was like passing the Huntington Beach Police Department, that song was on, like, Country Roads, Take Me Home,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was in my headphones.
I'm a WWE fan, so that's why it's based off of that. Plus
I yeah, I love it.
So.
Yeah, almost heaven. But yeah, I was listening to that as I was running the marathon, so I'm going like mile 20, I think it was, and they had their station, and these guys are like all like cheering everybody on, the cops, and that was what was in my headphones. So I started singing it to them, and they all go nuts. I'm all country roads as I'm running by them down the road. Yeah, they're just all going crazy, like yeah. So
did it do anything on your end? Because it says it's good to go.
Okay, no, I just need to reprocess it. So I was waiting
okay.
for you to
go. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, looks like it's going through this time. Usually if it declines, it's fast. Now it's kind of like spinning around.
Yep, and approved on my end.
And it approved on my end. There we go. So you're going to get some text here that are going to come
okay.
through. I just want to make sure you get these, and then you're basically good to go until our client interview tomorrow.
Will that be with you still?
Usually what they try to do is they try to have me intro and then pass it off to you. But I kind of sandbagged, like, taking today off, so I might actually be taking tomorrow and Friday off.
Gotcha.
So they might just call you on their own. I'm just only doing that because of my birthday, but I wasn't originally going to work today, and I was like, I'll work today, and then I'll take the next 2 days off, have a long weekend with my kid.
There you go.
Yeah, I got a two-year-old. I had my first at 27, so you're 28. You haven't thought about any kids?
Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah. It's worth it, man. I'm telling you, you don't want to be the old guy with nobody visiting you.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. You know, you want to do it while you're still young.
Yep.
All right. But no, I got approval on this. So the only things I need from you, you got to sign off your subscription terms there. And then that form for Google verification. If you're having any problems with it, you have my direct number and extension, so you can call in directly to me anytime. I'm usually here from 10 a.m.
You set that by text or email?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent it to both. And then it's also going to be attached to every text and email that you get. Our customer service line actually is that 877 number that I'm texting you from. It's just if you want to call me direct, you have to hit that 544 extension.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup. So, you know, I want to thank you for signing up, obviously. Welcome aboard. Looking forward to establishing and growing your company.
I'll let you
get back to your work day. I know you've been working the whole time we've been talking, but really, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, like, do not hesitate to ask. We want to make sure everything's working for you. We don't get paid unless you get paid. So we'll basically hold your hand through the process until you got your clients up and running, and then I'll back off.
All righty. I appreciate it.
All right, you're very welcome, Justin. You have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.